they willfully put God to the test by demanding the food that they craved. That's Psalm 78:18, and most of you remember the rest of the story.
Father, I pray that I will never put you to the test by demanding anything from you. I will be eternally grateful that all of your marvelous blessings are mine. I will remember that the word die can be formed from the word yield. And that will remind me that I must die to self so that you can live in me. Father, humble me. Amen.
A very wise man once said, "It's interesting how man is found in the middle of the word demand. Self is always demanding things. The flesh must be crucified before we can truly serve God as Jesus did."
Today's action. Look up Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. This is the only place in all of Scripture where God says, "Test me." It's our act of giving, our selflessness, that prompts the Almighty God of the universe to open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing upon us that we will not have room enough for it. God will operate fully in our lives when we die to self and yield to His authority. Today's treasure is found in Exodus 12:24. And Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He accomplishes for you today."
Selfishness. Selfishness. The point of revolving around oneself. Many human beings today, if you look around, are becoming more and more selfish. We live in a me generation. What's in it for me? One of the things that drives me nuts is many of the modern doctrines that pastors are preaching today. One pastor went so far as to tell his congregation that God had no right to this earth and couldn't even show up unless we asked him here. Well, let me tell you, folks, that pastor's going to be in for a really be shock one day. This is God's earth. He created it and He has claim to it. And one day He's coming back with or without your permission to claim it again. And I only hope, my friends, that you are not selfish, but are humble and have a contrite heart and willing to give so that He finds you ready when He returns for His bride.